الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، كنا نقول we were saying before Salah we were talking about الفتن. We were talking about الفتن before Salah. وحديثنا في هذه اللحظة هو حب الله وحب رسوله، كيف الإنسان أن يعني ينمي حب الله وحب رسوله في قلبه. How man can increase the love of Allah and love of Messenger in his heart. How can he love Allah and his Messenger? لا شك أن البعد من الفتن أول خطوات على طريق حب الله وحب الرسول. No doubt that the first step on the way of loving Allah and loving his Messenger is to stay away from the fitan. فتنة، لأن الفتنة إذا جاءت تعصب بالقلب. Because when the fitna comes, when the fitna comes, it disturbs the heart. فلا تجعل فيه مكانا ل يعني الحب. And it leaves no space in it for love. من ذلك مثلا فتنة الفتن التي حصلت في زمن الصحابة. من ذلك الفتن during the time of الصحابة، مثلا عثمان رضي الله عنه قتله الخوارج وهم يظنون أنهم يحبون الله ورسوله أو يزعمون أنهم يحبون الله ورسوله. فكيف الإنسان يحب الله ورسوله وأن يقتل مثل عثمان؟ نعم. How come يعني they claim that they love Allah and His Messenger. How come a man loves Allah and His Messenger kills a person like Uthman? How? It's impossible. It's impossible. أيضا علي رضي الله عنه قتله الخوارج وهم يزعمون أنهم يحبون الله ورسوله. فكيف يعني يمكن يكون ذلك؟ يحبون الله ورسوله يقتلون علي. And the like when the Khawarij killed Ali رضي الله عنه. They claim that they love Allah and His Messenger, but they killed Ali. How come that? لذلك قال قائلهم يا ضربة من تقي ما أراد بها إلا ليبلغ من العرش رضوانه. And one of them يعني praising the killer of Ali saying what a hit from a pious person who only intended by it to reach the pleasure of Allah. يعني هو يريد رضا الله عز وجل بقتل علي، فقرر إلى الله بقتل ولي الله. He wants to gain the love of Allah and the pleasure of Allah by killing the ولي of Allah علي بن أبي طالب. فكيف يكون؟ ولا تزال الفتن تستمر. يعني مثلا في مطلع هذا القرن، at the beginning of this hijra since era, at the beginning of this hijra era or century, كان هناك من زعم أنه يحب الله ورسوله ثم عطل بيت الله وسفك فيه الدماء وقتل المسلمين ويزعم أنه يحب الله ورسوله. كيف يكون ذلك؟ At the beginning of this century, in year 1400, the first day of it, there were people who claimed that they love Allah and His Messenger, but they stopped the Masjid al-Haram from Salah being practiced and Tawaf being practiced in it. And they killed the innocent people in it. And they captured it for near about 17 days. At the same time, they claimed that they love Allah. دلالة حب الله وحب رسوله عند العبد حبه لأولياء الله. The proof of loving Allah and loving His Messenger is to love the pious people, the أولياء الله, the Muslims. نعم. ولذلك نقول للناس يعني اتقوا الله لا تطيعوا أصحاب الفكر عليكم بالعلماء. And that's why we say to the people, fear Allah and don't listen to the people of fitna, but go back to the ulama. Go back to the ulama. ويعني أنا ذكرت لكم من أيام, I told you a number of days ago, عن محادثة صارت بيني وبين شاب في إحدى البلاد الغربية حول رجلين من أدعياء الفتنة, وهو يزعم أنه يحب الله ورسوله ويزعم أن أولئك يحبون الله ورسوله. I mentioned to you يعني a conversation took place between me and a man from one of the Western countries who claimed that he loves Allah and His Messenger. He loves Allah and His Messenger, but at the same time he, this man, follows two of the major takfiri du'as today, who hate the Muslims. And how come this much? How come this much? He loves Allah and His Messenger, but at the same time, love those takfiris. Like he named two of them, Faisal Abdullah the Jamaican, and Umar Abdul Rahman the Jewish. انظر الآن إلى كم حجم الشباب الذين يتبعون دعاة الضلال. Look to the number of the youth who are following the colors of deviation and forces. مثل هذا الذي خرج على الناس حديثا, like the one who newly appeared to the people these days. شاب ولد, يعني شاب نشأ في بلاد الغرب ولم يجلس إلى أهل العلم ولم يتلمذ عليهم, وقرر أن يبدأ يقرأ ويمارس الدين, فإذا به يكفر المسلمين, يخرج بفكر الخروج على الناس, يخرج بفكر الخروج على الناس ويستبيح الدماء البريئة. A young man who was raised in the West and after going back to any scholars to study the deen, he started accusing the Muslims that they are kuffar and their ulama like that, and وفتنته انتشرت على نطاق واسع في الغرب, and his fitna was spread very widely in the West. أنا لا أعرف كنتم هنا تعرفونه في بريطانيا أو لا, لكن هو معروف في الغرب كله ومتحدث بالإنجليزية, هو يمني ويحمل الجنسية الأمريكية. I don't know if you guys here in the UK know him or not, but he is commonly known in America. He has the American nationality. He's Yemeni originally. اسمه أنور العولقي. His name is أنور العولقي. أنور العولقي هذا ما تعلم على أحد, ما تعلم العلم على أي أحد, إنما من الإنترنت, من الكتب, ثم بدأ يتكلم في قضايا الأمة ويكفر ويدعو إلى الخروج والجهاد. فأين حب الله وأين حب رسوله؟ نعم. This man didn't learn the knowledge with nobody. With nobody. نعم. Only from the internet and books, and he started giving talks and this, and then he came up to يعني ما تفير ابن هم عند علماء قول فور خروج عن جهاد عن كيلينج. سبحان الله. الآن أيها الشاب you or young man عندما تتبع هذا الرجل وتترك العلماء على هذا حب على دليل حبك لله ورسوله. When you abandon the علماء and you follow such kind of young man, is that a proof that you love Allah and His Messenger? قلنا لكم أن الشباب في صدر we told you that the youth at the beginning of Islam قتلوا عثمان. هل هذا يعني هل هذا يدل على حبهم لله ورسوله أو العكس؟ Those youth people at the beginning of Islam they killed Uthman. Does this prove that they are people who loved Allah and His Messenger or the opposite? قتلوا علي. هل هذا يعني يدل على حب الله ورسوله أو على العكس؟ They killed Ali. Will that prove that they love Allah and His Messenger or the opposite? نعم. أيضا الذين يعني احتلوا المسجد الحرام مدة 17 يوم. The light those who they captured the Masjid al-Haram for 17 days وسفكوا الدماء and they threw the blood وقتل الأبرياء and they killed the innocent وعطل المسجد الحرام من العبادات and they stopped the Masjid al-Haram for the worships. هل هذا دليل على حب الله ورسوله كما يزعمون؟ Is that a proof to that they are people who love Allah and His Messenger, أو أن هذا دليل على يعني استحواذ الشيطان عليهم, or this is a proof that the shaitan has captured their hearts and has the control over them. ينبغي أن نميز, ينبغي أن نحذر. الآن نستعرض عددا من الأدلة أو من نعم من الأدلة من القرآن والسنة تبين لنا كيف نحب الله ورسوله, كيف ننمي هذا الحب. Now we are going to offer some or number of proofs from Quran and Sunnah to show us how we can improve our love towards Allah and His Messenger. نعم. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها. عائشة رضي الله عنها says في هذا الحديث الذي أخرجه الطبراني في المعجم الأوسط وصححه الألباني في السنة. السلسلة الصحيحة. This hadith which is reported by Tabarani in Mu'jam al-Awsat and I think carried by Albani in the السلسلة الصحيحة. تقول جاء رجل. She said a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. جاء رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا رسول الله. He said أو مسجد الله إنك لا أحب إلي من نفسي وإنك لا أحب إلي من أهلي وأحب إلي من ولدي. He said, O Messenger of Allah, verily you are more beloved to me than my son. You are more beloved to me than my family. You are more beloved to me than my children. وإني لأكون في البيت فأذكرك فما أصبر حتى أتيك. And he said, I really be at my home, my house, and I remember you, so I cannot stay up until I come to you. I cannot find it okay until I come to see you. فأنظر إليك. I come to see you. وإذا ذكرت موتي وموتك عرفت أنك إذا دخلت الجنة وفعت مع النبيين. He said, and when I remember my death and your death, I know that you are in the Jannah going to be high with the prophets. وإني إذا دخلت الجنة خشيت أن لا أراك. He said, and I fear that when I enter the Jannah I can't see you. فلم يرد عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did say nothing to him at this point. حتى نزل جبريل عليه السلام بهذه الآية. Up until Jibreel عليه السلام came with this ayah من سورة النساء الآية 69 آية number 69 of سورة النساء. ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ومن يطع الله والرسول and who obey Allah and the messenger فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم those are with the people whom Allah Ta'ala blessed from amongst the prophets the believers the martyrs the pious ones and what a bitter companionship it is طيب الآن نلقي الضوء على هذا ومن يطع الرسول من يخبرني الآن بآية أخرى فيها طاعة الرسول who can tell me now an ayah that contains the command of believing, obeying Allah and His Messenger نعم تفضل نعم 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 وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ممتاز وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول هل يكفي وأولي الأمر منكم obey Allah obey the messenger and those أولي الأمر منكم meaning the ulama said that أولي الأمر here means the Muslim rulers and the scholars طيب الآن أنا أريدكم أن تقولوا لي بالله في عهد عثمان الذين I want you to just tell me during the time of عثمان who was the ruler عثمان who were the scholars صحابة the صحابة طيب so now أولي الأمر and the scholars and rulers correct عثمان and the صحابة and عثمان was the scholar But let's now say he is the ruler. And there are sahaba, scholars, like Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas. Many sahaba, naam. Many sahaba, many Abdurrahman ibn Awf, Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Lots of sahaba at the time of Uthman. Right? Alladhina qatalu Uthman. Hal fihim ahad min ha'ula? Those who killed Uthman. Have any, yani, is there any one of these? Qualities, the ruler or the scholar with them, لا. Then ماذا يكون؟ هل يكونون على حق؟ Can they be on the in the حق? Of course not. Why? Because they are not obeying Allah and His Messenger. They are not. Even if they claim that they are doing that for obeying Allah and His Messenger, we say you are not. You're wrong. You're wrong because to obey Allah and His Messenger, you have to obey all the Amr. All the Amr are of two qualities, the scholars and the rulers. And you neither obey the scholars nor that you obey the rulers. Naam? Yarhamukallah. Right. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا يقول؟ من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله. ومن أطاع أميري أو في رواية الأميرة فقد أطاعني ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله ومن عصى أميري وفي رواية الأميرة فقد عصاني هي الله هي the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that he who obeys me obeys Allah and he who obeys my Amir or the Amir in the other narration the Amir generally has obeyed me and he who disobeys me has disobeyed Allah and he who disobeys my Amir or the Amir has disobeyed me يعني هذا بسيط جدا واضح جدا this is very simple calculation لن تتمكن من حب الله وحب رسوله إلا أن تحب أولياءه you cannot love Allah and love His Messenger except that way يعني, except that you love the أولياء من هم الأولياء نبين الأولياء we speak about the أولياء who are they the أولياء we speak about the أولياء نعم يقول الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي الله عند الحديث القدسي سيد من آذى لي وليا، وفي رواية من عادى لي وليا. نعم هو أبا هذا النمتي was one of my أولياء and in other narration whoever harm one of my أولياء فقد آذنته بالحرب. I have declared war against him. فنريد أن نعرف الولي. قال وما يزال ولن يتقرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بأحب من افترضت عليه. And my slave would never do anything that I love most. For that he come closer to me than what I made Abu Bakr Abu Sufyan. ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. And my slave will continue coming towards me with the نوافل. حتى أحبه. فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها إلى آخر الحديث. عشان أب أنت العلاقة. طيب قال بالنوافل. يسير بالنوافل. ما هو أفضل النوافل؟ What is the best نوافل؟ ما يخاف أجيبوني أنصر ها صوم. طيب ضحى فريق تهجد سنة بفور فجر ضحى قلت الصوم طيب all the سنة تحية المسجد أحسن إشراف محمد صدقة حسين ها؟ لا فلم أوكي يعني يدون يسوع يعني على يسوع إبراهيم ها؟ سلام جيبي سلام آها this is the one nothing of all what you said like seeking knowledge when we mention when عندما نتكلم عن النوافل أفضل النوافل طلب العلم. أفضل النوافل طلب العلم. The best of the نوافل is seeking knowledge. لماذا؟ What kind of knowledge of Islam? يعني to know about your law. All about Islam. Not knowledge about engineering or science or medicine. No. Only about Islam. لماذا يا إخوان؟ Why؟ من يعطينا؟ It is a form of jihad. لتكون على بصيرة كيف تعبد الله عز وجل وهذا أهم ما يأتي من وراء العلم. This is the most important output of knowledge is to make you on to make you aware of how to worship your Lord. نعم؟ لأن الإنسان لو ما كان على علم ماذا يحصل؟ When the person has no how we what will happen? Gashin. But من يعطينا دليل? Who can give us any دليل to that? I try to يعني make it more interactive so you do not feel as if as you are later. Because I'm drinking coffee all the time. You are not. What is it? Excellent. This is one point. When Jibreel approached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the hadith of Sahih Bukhari Muslim, when he came, hadith of Umar came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said to him and asked, what is Islam? What is Iman? What is Ihsan? Etc. etc. Right. لا هناك شيء يوضح هذا أكثر. There is something that clarifies this more better. يعني حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told us. Let me be more يعني open with me. جيد. Excellent. من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علم سلك الله به طريقا الجنة في الرواية الأخرى سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. أكثر. آه حسنا. أكثر. Also, يعني good point. And Ray wanted to say something.
Isn't it another hadith that says you should seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave?
No, that's not hadith. That is the statement of Ahmed ibn Hanbal. But it is true, يعني. You should continue seeking knowledge. But no, but I want, there is one hadith shows the merit of ilm and the evil of being ignorant. The hadith of excellent. Laman kill 99 stars. Laman kill 99 souls. And even wanted to repent. He asked, tell any alim, I want to have a fatwa. People do not know, they guided him to someone yani who's yani practicing. MashaAllah, good worshipper, he's always worshipping. And people thought good of him because he's mashallah worshiping. Exactly like the first followers of Khawarij thought of the Khawarij. They said that these people are worshippers, as the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. About when he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described the Khawarij, he said to the Sahaba, you will consider your prayers nothing compared to theirs. Your recitation of Quran, nothing compared to theirs. Your fasting, nothing compared to theirs. That means that they are good worshippers, great, yani they worship a lot, but based on ignorance, not on ilm. So how it led them to kill Uthman, kill Ali? Naam, it's an important issue to think about, ikhwan. Now, we are still yani looking to how to obtain the hub, or love of Allah and His Messenger. Right? This man was guided to this worship. He came to him and he said to him, the worshipper has no knowledge. He's good in worship, mashallah. He spends days and nights worshipping. But he seeks no knowledge. Is this more beloved by Allah or the one who seeks knowledge? Definitely the one who seeks knowledge. Why? Because the effect of the one who has the knowledge is much more bitter to the community, to the Muslims, to the people, to the mankind, than the one who only worships.
Tafadhal. But the one who obligatory worship.
Yeah, of course. Now we're not talking about obligatory. Definitely, if he doesn't do the obligatory worships, then what kind of person he is? No, but I'm talking about see the effect of the person who has the ilm. But he might do less optional worships than the what we call them the abid of the worshipper, who does not take knowledge. Nah? People today, they just look to, this one fast a lot, this one prays a lot, this one, you know. But they don't look to, he has more knowledge or not. Nah? That's why they get misled. And that's what Rasulullah ﷺ warned us against. Nah? This man was guided to this worshipper. The worshipper said to him, how come you get tawbah? How come you, Allah accept your repentance? You have killed 99 souls. While Allah Ta'ala says, who kills one soul, it equals killing all mankind. I said to him, if it is no difference, then why don't I kill him? No difference. He told him, no difference. So he killed him. But the man still, he wants to repent. So he asked, he guided him to Adam this time. And this is the problem of the people. See, the first time they guided him to a worshiper. Because the people think that the one who yani practice more worships is better than the alim. That's how it is today and every day. But this is arrogance and ignorance from these people. Now the alim, even the alim, does lesser worships, even if he just sticks to the obligatory worships, is better than this one who is seen praying a lot. And you know, when he was guided to the alim said to him, "Yeah, who can stop on your way to repent? Who can prevent you from repentance? But you are living in a town, yani, where the evil and the crime is high. So you need to leave it and go to land so and so. There are good people and pious people. Worship Allah, you worship Allah with them." Now, so this yani, gave an advantage to this man. He decided, he repented, he left that town. On the way to the other town, he died. But Allah Ta'ala rewarded him just for his intention to, because he came to alim. Because he came to alim. See the effect? Now, it's not only yani, the advice of the alim, which was different from the advice of the worshiper, not only protected the alim life and the other lives, no, but even benefited this man to go to Jannah after he has killed so many people. When he died, Allah Ta'ala sent the angels to measure which land he is close. He sent the angels of the mercy and angels of a punishment. And they had a conflict. The man died at the center point between the two towns. So this angel say, "No, he did not do any good in his life." This angel say, "No, he repented." This is in one narration. The other narration, this angel said, "No, he's closer to the land of evil." The other said, "No, he repented." Allah sent another angel in form of man, and he came and said, what's the matter with you guys? He said, this. He said, "Okay, let's measure now between the two towns. To which he is closer, he will be considered from the people of that." In the hadith, it says that Allah Ta'ala commanded the ear, in between the first, the man, and the land of evil, to come closer, to come wider, to extend. And the land between him and the ear between him and the land of goodness, to come shorter. And the other narration, Allah Ta'ala commanded the deceased body to move. It is deceased body, but Allah Ta'ala made it to move a little bit, so when they measured, they found him closer to the land of goodness. Now tell me, this result or advantage came through what? The alim. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the advantage of the alim, the advantage of the existence of alim, by saying, "فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الطَّوَاقِ." He said, "The merit of the alim compared to the abid, the worshipper, is like the merit of the moon compared to the star." Now, stars keep twinkling there at night, very beautiful, but you cannot have any light with them for you to see at night. But when the moon is full, you have light. And if the stars are twinkling and showing some beauty, the moon has the whole beauty. Now, that's why the people prefer the moon than the stars. Not only that, in the other hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, فضل العالم على العابد كفضلي على أدناكم. Now fit this comparison. رسول الله and the lowest of the صحابة. Fit this comparison. The عالم and the عابد. Not the عالم and the one who does not worship. But the worshiper. Comparison is between عالم and somebody who is spending all the day and night worshiping. Now, so يعني, here we know that the alim has the highest position. We should not abandon the ulama, we should not slander the ulama, we should not backbite the ulama, we should not criticize the ulama, we should love the ulama. Why? Because Allah loves them. Because Allah loves them. Now, good question. How can we know who are the ulama? The word ulama comes from the ilm, and the ilm is knowledge. So we know the knowledge, but the question should be, who are the ulama, the proper ulama who fear Allah, and that we should take from them? Na'am? It is, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, إنما يخشى الله من عباد العلماء. Verily, who fears Allah the most from amongst the slaves are the ulama. So you want to know the alim, you see the one who fears Allah the most. The one who fears Allah the most. You can see this in his actions, in his sayings. No? You can see. He fears Allah the most. He scares before he takes any action, before he takes any position. And think about it. Think about it. Allah Ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. And fear Allah and Allah will teach you. So it depends on fear. If the alim does not fear Allah, then he is not a proper alim. We don't say that he is not alim. He is alim, but he is not a proper alim. He is not a proper alim. Huh? Because he did not get use of his ilm. He did not give use of his ilm. لذلك لا نستطيع أن نصل إلى حب الله وحب رسوله إلا إذا أحببنا العلماء واحترمناهم. أما يعني we cannot reach the love of Allah and His Messenger except when we love the scholars. لماذا؟ لأن يعني الآن لو هناك أحد يعادي أباك هل تحبه؟ When there is someone who يعني has an enmity with your father, do you love it? Do you like him? If you have someone has an enmity with your son, do you love it? Absolutely, definitely not. They're human. نعم. طيب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. The scholars are the inheritors of the prophet. والورثهم الأقرباء هم من أقرب الناس إليه. And the inheritors are the closest kinship of yours. Your father inherits you. Your son inherits you. Your brother inherits you. نعم. ف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوضح لنا القرابة الصلة بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والعلماء ولو كانوا في آخر الزمان. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is describing the relation between him صلى الله عليه وسلم and the ulama even if they come after thousands of years of him. نعم. So there is a close relation between the alim and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم because he is the inheritor. Inheritor. You cannot be an inheritor if you are a relative. And a very close relative. نعم. إذن هذا يوضح لنا يعني كيف نصل إلى حب الله عز وجل. إلى حب الله عز وجل. This clarifies to us how we can reach the love of Allah عز وجل. نعم. فلا يمكن لنا أن نصل إلى حب الله عز وجل من دون أن نحب أولياء الله الذين هم العلماء. And we cannot beat the love of Allah without loving the أولياء of Allah, which are the علماء. ولهذا نقول يا إخوة المخلص من هذا كله, what يعني protect us from all this, هو العلم, هو العلم is seeking knowledge. الله عز وجل ماذا يقول؟ هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟ Are those who have knowledge and those who have no knowledge are equal? Cannot be, impossible. And any field of knowledge of this life world, it cannot be equal. يعني we have the nurse in the hospital and we have a doctor. They equal? لا. What about the custodian of the hospital and the doctor? So we have to know, يعني, it's not because he's in the hospital and he has a badge that he works in this hospital, then he can يعني give a medicine. لا. Now we have to know, we have to recognize who in the hospital can give me the medicine. Same thing in your religion. However, your religion is more important and more serious. Now, you should know. It's not anybody who wear beard and put turban and stand on a member, then he's a alim. No. It's not anybody who speaks on the internet is an alim. It's not anybody who compiles book is an alim. No. Alim is the one who fears Allah. You can see fear on his actions, on his saying. Now, هذا هو العالم. وبحبه بحب العالم والقرب من العالم يزداد حب الله في قلوبنا. يزداد حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قلوبنا. By the love of the alim and respect that we show to the alim, we love Allah Ta'ala and love the Messenger and love the iman, the faith. Naam? There are, يعني, when I spoke in the earlier lecture before Isha, before Maghrib, about the fitan, نعم, I mentioned something about how to get protection from the fitan. You cannot get the protection from the fitan except by following the command of Allah, the command of His Messenger, and following the ulama. The fitan is very tremendous these days. Very tremendous these days. Look at it, how many fitan today scatter. Many different fitan. Fitan of wealth, money. People sell their religion just for money. They sell their religion just for money. Huh? People sell their religion for position or woman or, you know, while they know that this is the way to the hell, but they don't care. Why? Because they did not have the love of Allah. ويقول بعض السلف, as some of the salaf say, ليس الشأن أن تحب الله ولكن الشأن أن يحبك الله. The important thing is not that you love Allah. No. The important thing is that Allah loves you. Allah loves you. And how can I want Allah to love me. How can I do? I love Allah. No, no, no. It's not like that. It's to know how to gain the love of Allah. First, as I said, you obey Allah. You obey Allah. And obey His messenger. Obey the Uli al-Amr, the scholar and ruler. Muslim rulers. Now, but when you are living in a non-Muslim country, you have no Muslim ruler. You have no Ulat al-Amr, which means the ruler. But you still have the ulama, the scholar. You have to refer back to them. All your matter. Now, sir. Yeah, not necessarily here. The ulama does not relate to country. You have ulama in everywhere in the world. You have ulama in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, in Pakistan, in India, in Sudan, in Somal, in Egypt, in Syria, in Jordan, many, many. All these countries, they are ulama. But again, now we need to know who are the proper alim or ulama. And we already gave you the criteria of how to know the proper alim. Who fears Allah. Now, yani, as I told you, that brother who I had the conversation with in one of the Western countries, who said that he follows Faisal Abdullah and Umar Abdul Rahman, and he considered them the only existing ulama today. The only existing ulama, no one else other than them. I said, but okay, we have him, but he say, although he's alim, but he's kafir, because he sold his religion for the ruler. I said, why you say that? He said, because he only gives fatwa that fits the alim. He said, but this is life. It's not correct. And I can bring you. I didn't say that, just eyewitness. Then he said, you are lying to defend them. I said, no, okay. Go back to the website of the fatwa of Sheikh bin Baz and check the fatwa. And his lifetime, he was asked about certain things that the ruler wants. Now, and they did nothing, but he said, he spoke the truth, he spoke the haqq. What else he wanted to do? Now, and in that, like, for example, Sheikh Ibn Baz was asked about, I don't know what he called it, this, the music that is used in the army, what do you call them? Huh? Yeah. Huh? Anthem? You know it? You know it? The army has a group of soldiers. Huh? Army band? Okay, army band. Sheikh Ibn Baz asked, is this allowed? He said, no, it is haram. On the radio, on the Saudi government Saudi radio. I said, this is haram. Not allowed. He was asked, you know that the today's style in all countries, when the flag is raised, they all stand and, you know, show respect. He was asked, he said, this is haram. He was asked about the banks, the river banks. He said, it's haram. He was asked about the TV and radio and Saudi Arabia. He said, this is haram. If they play music or show women, this is haram. Now, he was asked one day when I was attending there, I was present in Masjid al-Malik Saud in Jeddah. Yes, Sheikh, you said and you know that most of what's been presented in TV or broadcast in TV is haram. But why you don't advise the ruler? Why you keep quiet? Why you use the ruler? The Sheikh cries and cries and cries. He said, who told you we did not? And then, the problem with the people, they do not take knowledge. That's the problem. These things that these arrogance are doing today, happened during the time of the Salaf. Some group of the Khawarij who came to Uthman, they came to Usama ibn Zayd. And we all know that Usama ibn Zayd, حب رسول الله وابن حب رسول الله. He's the one who Rasulullah loved him and his father. They came to him and they said, why didn't you advise this Amir to Uthman? He said, Subhanallah. You want me every time when I go advise him, I come to you and I say, I advise him of this and this, then this is not an advice. It's an expose. An expose, which is forbidden. The Shaykh, rahimahullah, mentioned this effort. He said, do you want me every time to advise the ruler will come back to you and say, we advise him so and so? This is not correct, Uthman. Recently, we all know that there was the king, King Abdullah, may Allah reward him, and reward him. He found a necessity to extend the width of the Mas'ab in the Haram. Because more people of Hajjaj coming this year. And every year more Hajjaj coming. So the Mas'a was so small for them to take it. The king called the ulama from everywhere in the world. He said to them, he said, advise me what to do. It's a matter that relates to the whole ummah. It's not a matter that relates to Saudi. So he took a consultation of all the ulama around the world. Majority of them say, yeah, it is very interesting. The Mufti of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh Budayyan, Sheikh Al-Hida, they said, no, we don't agree with extending the Mas'a. It should remain as it is inherited, within the parameter of it. Now, the king chooses the opinion of the majority of the scholars and he extended the Mas'a. Now, on the Saudi radio, this ulama were asked, what should we do if we go to the Haram? The ulama say, you make sa'i in the old Mas'a if you can. Clearly, they say we don't agree. So does that mean this ulama have sold their religion to the ruler for some money? They said, no, we disagree. What else do you want them to do? Now, this ulama, we love them or we hate them? What position should we take? And when this ulama speak the truth, openly, even on the newspaper, Sheikh Bozan, pages and pages he was refuting some of those who said, to extend. But they say, well, speak to you, you know. It's our position, our understanding. The ruler himself, it's not as they say, the ruler, if the scholars do not give the fatwa as he likes, he puts them in trouble. He did not terminate them, he did not put them in jail, he did not do nothing. Some brothers are fighting outside. Huh? It seems, yeah. So some brothers are done? Yeah, fine, sure. So, this type of ulama we should love. We should make dua to let Allah Ta'ala preserve them, and Allah Ta'ala increase their ilm and benefit us from them. That's how we should, and by that we gain the love of Allah, because Allah likes from the slaves to love his awliya. Allah Ta'ala likes from the slaves, from the Muslims, to love his awliya. But when you hate his awliya, that's a problem. That's a problem. So I said this to this brother, but he did not agree. And the like, when you come to an argument of people like Osama bin Laden, or whosoever, الفقيه سعد الفقيه and مسعري أنور العولقي. They like these names who emphasizes that يعني who يعني claim and say that the علماء there have sold their religion. سبحان الله سير. The ulama there have sold the religion, and you sitting in the staying in the settling in the kuffar countries. He did not sell your religion. Subhanallah. How can it be? And just because they are following the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to be with the ulama and love the ulama because they are the awliya of Allah. Naam. From this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says inna min ijlali Allah ta'zim Allahumma sta'a hadith wa kariman bi inna min ijlali Allah ta'zim li shaybah al muslim ta'zim li shaybah al muslim wa wal alim from the respect of Allah that you have, from love that you have towards Allah, is to respect the Muslim elders and to respect the alim. Naam. Alaykum as-salam. And to respect the alim. So this is the duty of the Muslim. And by that, as we said, you increase the love of Allah in your heart. Naam. You increase the love of Allah in your heart. I could have yani brought you or talk to you about yani many other things of the love of Allah. But today we have one main thing, one main problem. It is disrespecting awliya Allah, the proper awliya Allah. How come Allah Ta'ala love you, support you, guide you, reward you, if you hate the awliya of Allah? How come? Naam.
Of course. What is the duty of the awliya Allah? And are they doing their duty?
I just explained to you that they are doing their duties. They are guiding you, they are giving you the guidance. But what is the duty of awliya Allah? What is the duty of awliya Allah? Naam. Guide people, jazakallah. What else, ikhwan? What else from the duties of awliya Allah other than guiding people to Allah? Yeah, teach people, meaning guiding people. Are they doing that or not? Are they teaching people and giving them the fatwa or not? As long as you raise this question, you must have something in mind. Otherwise, how can you ask a question that you don't know nothing or you don't have anything in mind?
Yeah, what I want to say is, should the only Allah do something for the Muslim imam, for the Muslim.
Like what? Something like what? Dua? They're making dua to the Muslims. What do you want them to do?
Advise them regarding how to.
Aren't they advising them? They have nothing to do other than advising and teaching. That's the duty of awliya Allah.
But it's not having the text.
I addressed this from early morning. I said that it is because the ummah is not following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are following their own desires. They had the situation, okay. And in the situation, and for example, the situation in Palestine is affecting us, all of us, the ulama and everyone, as Muslims. Right? But the awam, they are not so pleased with the ulama. They want the ulama to call for fighting. I said, this is not correct. Now, who wants to guide who? The awam wants to guide the ulama. Example. You are a person who is having no knowledge of medicine. You are army in medicine knowledge. Right, in medicine science, you are zero. You don't have nothing. Your relative, whatsoever, is suffering of a type of illness or something. And you insisted the doctor to do a surgery and, for example, cut his finger because you think that this is the better way. But the doctor saying, no, we want to try therapy. For cancer, what do you call that? Chemotherapy. But he said, no, I don't want, no, it's not going to work. Just get it. It's not, you are guiding him. This is not correct. He is the one who should guide, not you, the one who guided him. Now the alim is saying, yani, be patient, let the rulers deal with it. But the awam do not want to wait. They do not want to do their duty and obey the rulers and the scholars. They just want to go on what they like. We want jihad, we want fight, we want to kill them, But this is wrong, Akhi. This is wrong. You don't see the good way. You don't see the proper way. They see it more better than you. Now, because they have the eyes of ilm. They have the eyes of ilm. Now, it is like a child and adult. There is a snake. Both have eyes. They both see. But the child sighting is totally different from the adult's sighting. The adult, when he saw the snake, he stood backward. But the child, when he sees the snake, he steps forward. Because he thinks that it's only a toy. He's going to play. He does not know that death is in there. But this adult had the experience, had the knowledge. So he stood backward. Started running because it is dangerous. And that's why the ulama say the alim can see the fitna before it approaches. But the jahil, the common, does not see it until it leaves. What does that mean? Until it destroys everything. So if he is, the alim will take the shelter and stay away. Yani, let's assume that it's a flood. The alim have the knowledge to recognize that there is a flood coming. So he climbed the mountain and stayed up. And he advised the awam, come up. They did not like. They said, no. It's only something, some rain. They stayed in the valley. The flood come. After the flood has come and killed them, and destroyed, that time they realized, oh, it's true, the flood killed. but everything is gone from us. So that's why the awam, the common people, the people who do, the common Muslims, those who do not have ilm, they should listen to the ulama, they should obey the ulama. This is their duty. Look to this hadith which I mentioned to you. The Prophet ﷺ is saying in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, which is reported by Abu Dawood and authenticated by Albani. He said, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِكْرَامَ لِشَيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِ فِيهِ وَالْجَافِ عَنْهُ وَإِكْرَامَ لِلسُّلْطَانِ الْمُحْسِنِ. He said that from the respect for the law and the slaves, from the from the exalting of the slave to Allah, from the glorifying from the slave to Allah, is to alaykum as-salam, is to be kind to the old Muslim. Yeah, the Muslim was old in age. You have to be gentle with him and kind to him. Right? And Hamil Quran, meaning the alim. The alim. Hamil Quran, meaning the alim. The one who has the Quran and the guidance of the Quran, the alim. The one who is not extreme. The one who is not extreme in implementing it. And what I mean by extreme implementing it, those who go very extreme and implementing Islam, by the meaning that they go over the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is extremism. Another extremism is to abandon it and ignore it and abandon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the alim is the one who has the ilm and this alim, the proper alim, is implementing this ilm that he has. Now, so we have to show respect to this alim. If we don't show respect to this alim, then that means that it will lead us not to love him. And when we don't love the alim, that means that we don't love the awliya of Allah. And if we don't love awliya of Allah and start accusing them, it means that the war is set up between Allah and these people. Now, so the topic is to how to gain the love of Allah, the love of His Messenger. Now, to gain the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger is first of all to love the ulama and seek the knowledge through them or with them, not away from them. Now, and to stay away from those who oppose them and accuse them and speak evil about them. Because definitely these ones do not love the inheritors of Rasulullah who speak evil about the ulama. Because the ulama are the inheritors of Rasulullah. And we earlier said that the inheritors of anybody is the closest relatives of his. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, these ulama are my closest relatives. If you don't love the relatives of Allah, then the relatives of Rasulullah, then how come you love Rasulullah? How come? Can it be, one, love Rasulullah but hate, for example, Al-Abbas or Hamza, or Abdullah ibn Abbas, or Ali, or Fatima, or Aisha? It cannot be. Once the person hates Aisha, it means that he hates Rasulullah. That means that he hates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, same thing, when you hate the ulama, who are up on the proper way, so this means that you don't love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will make you lose the support from Allah ta'ala in this land, and in the hereafter, you will only receive the punishment and disgrace from Allah ta'ala, and dishonor from Allah ta'ala. So that's why we have to understand that very well and realize it, and go back to what Allah ta'ala and the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to. Love the ulama, obey the ulama, stay with the ulama. Na'am? And the eldest of them has more right than the youngest of them. The eldest of the ulama has more right than the youngest ulama. Na'am? And that is what I wanted to present for this talk. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi wa sahbihi.